As Canadian businesses ready to grapple with the impact of American-imposed tariffs, a pair of Aurora restaurateurs are starting a pop-up restaurant called Blame Canada, billing it as a tariff-free food experience. The team behind Aurora Restaurant Guido's, Michael Edgar and Rob Billingsley, are opening the pop-up restaurant. It is set to be based out of the Styx Craft Beer Bar on Main Street, Newmarket, and is opening on Tuesday, February 4th, when President Donald Trump's tariffs are set to begin. Billingsley said it feels like we're living in a South Park episode, and the menu is intended to reflect that, with the initial plan to serve up Philly-free cheesesteak and other tongue-in-cheek Canadian twists on staple American dishes. It's a talking piece to get people thinking about what they're purchasing, especially at a time like this, said Billingsley. Be more conscious about what's on the grocery shelves, and honestly, it's something we look at as, is this something we should be doing all the time? Billingsley said the restaurant industry as a whole is being thrown into flux, noting it's made planning catering bookings for later this year difficult, with the impact on food prices and meat and dairy industries uncertain. It's another kick to the restaurant industry, and how do we stand up? We stand up by doing things like this, added Billingsley. While Edgar said, it's the pop-up that we never wanted to do, he noted it provided an opportunity for a teachable moment about Canadian food production. We rely so much on bringing other things in, so it's time to really showcase, this is what we can do here, with things that are grown here, to really open up people's eyes, to what we can do, what we can eat, and what we can accomplish. The pop-up will be open during regular hours at the Styx Craft Beer Bar, at 13 Main Street S. People are going to be struggling through this, so it's a warm hug. Come in, grab a meal, added Billingsley, noting the restaurant is open to offering free meals to those in need. Aurora's automotive sector. Beyond food and dining, other industries are bracing themselves for the impact of tariffs. Central York Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Chris Emmanuel said several industries are set to be hurt by the tariffs, including Ontario's automotive industry. If this drags out, the impact could be incredibly significant, Emmanuel said. The domino effect of that could be massive in southern Ontario. Magna International spokesperson Dave Nemec said while the company has been monitoring the situation closely, it would be premature to comment on what the specific impact will be on our operations at this early juncture. We continue to advocate for trade policies that help protect and support manufacturing jobs and the industry's competitiveness, Nemec wrote in an email statement. Despite the immediate implementation, we are actively advocating with our partners, trade associations, and the governments of Canada, Mexico, and the United States to seek solutions that maintain overall industry stability and minimize disruptions to the supply chain. Our priority remains maintaining a stable work environment and ensuring our voice is heard in these critical discussions. Tariffs. U.S. President Donald Trump issued an executive order placing a 25% tariff on all Canadian goods, with the exception of energy, which will be tariffed at 10%. The tariffs go into effect Tuesday. As a result of the U.S. actions, Canada announced retaliatory tariffs, 25% on about $30 billion worth of American goods as of Tuesday, plus 25% tariffs on another $125 billion in goods following a 21-day consultation period. A full list of what is being targeted by the tariffs is available online. Newmarket Mayor John Taylor said he is appalled by the attack on Canada by President Trump, and said Canada has always stood in support of the U.S. through many crises. More importantly, we will do it again regardless of Donald Trump, because they are our friends and neighbors. We will always do what is right, but we will also stand strong together against attacks and especially against a bully, Taylor said. As your mayor, I am asking everyone to support our local businesses and Canadian businesses. Take the time to read the labels. The next few months are critical and we must all stand strong. We will suffer a little, but we will not give up or give in. We will support each other in every way imaginable and we will be a stronger country in the end. Newmarket Town Council also discussed the impact of the tariffs during a February 3 meeting. Deputy Mayor Tom Vegg asked about what kind of impact it might have on the town, Operating costs could go up as people seek more salary for a higher cost of life. We have many other projects, both ongoing or perhaps scheduled to start this year, Veg said. I'm asking staff, when you do notice an impact, please let us know, just because I don't want to have a surprise during budget time. Some economists predict that Canada could be heading to a recession as a result of tariffs, with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce and other experts warning this could happen as soon as mid-2025. Until we can make President Trump and U.S. decision-makers understand the enormity of the Canada-U.S. relationship, Canada needs to focus on what we can control here at home to build a more resilient economy and restore as much stability to Canadians as possible, Candace Lawing, President and CEO of the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, said in a news release. If we can't trade south, let's diversify our trading partners and dismantle unnecessary internal trade barriers to keep goods and services flowing north, east, and west. A strong, united, and competitive Canadian economy will thrive no matter what gets thrown our way. Emmanuel added that the Central York Chamber would be promoting Shop Local and that he wants funds raised from Canadian tariffs to go to impacted businesses. We're focused on making sure that people are getting ready, he added. There's no doubt it's going to have an impact. Let's hopefully minimize that impact by supporting each other. Tilda with files from Joseph Quigley.